2 years ago, news reports like this one from CNN were all over local and national airwaves.
It was a plan by top management at this veterans hospital in Phoenix, Arizona, to hide as many as 1,600 veterans, waiting many months just to get a doctor's appointment.
The story broke wide open after retired VA physician Dr. Sam Foote came forward with documents backing up claims of secret waiting lists and months-long delays in care. The news was the catalyst for probes into facilities across the country and later the resignation of then VA Secretary Eric Shinseki. Lawmakers got involved shortly thereafter, and in August of 2014, President Obama signed legislation known as the Veterans Access Choice and Accountability Act.
This will give the VA more of the resources that it needs. It'll help the VA hire more doctors and more nurses and staff more clinics.
The $16 billion reform legislation attempted to do a lot. It gave the agency funding to hire more staff and allowed veterans to seek care outside of the VA if they lived far from a facility or waited more than 30 days for an appointment. It also gave the agency more leverage to fire employees accused of wrongdoing. So, has it helped? Arizona Senator John McCain says not as much as he had hoped.
There's been some improvements, but there's still an enormous amount that needs to be done.
McCain says while he's happy that veterans now have the option to see providers outside the VA, there are still hundreds of veterans contacting his office with problems.
I think the first proof of progress will be a reduction in the number of veterans that have to contact our office.
He's also disappointed in the amount of time it's taken to fire VA employees implicated in cases of whistleblower retaliation and other issues, a sentiment echoed by other lawmakers in response to the recent news that the Phoenix VA had proposed to fire three high-level employees. Dr. Catherine Mitchell is a Phoenix VA whistleblower who's faced retaliation. While she couldn't comment on specific personnel actions, she says any move to change management is a benefit to veterans. But she adds the hospital still has a long way to go.
I'm still incredibly disappointed.
Mitchell says while the hospital does provide millions of high-quality appointments to veterans each year,
unfortunately, the cracks in the system are pretty big, and they're pretty deep, so that when someone falls through, the result is not just a delay in care, but the result is often death, and that's unacceptable.
She adds there are still reports of ER wait times longer than 6 hours, and instances of the VA trying to downplay its problems, but there are some improvements to report.
The staff are no longer being told to put people on paper lists to avoid putting them on the electronic lists. There's certainly been some significant improvements in staffing.
Outpatient visits have also increased. In 2015, facility staff completed about 60,000 more outpatient visits than the previous year. And as of February 29th, the VA reports the average wait time to complete a primary care appointment was about 9 days.
I think there's no question we still have things we need to continue to improve at the facility. But I think people are very committed to doing that.
That's Phoenix VA Director Deborah Amder. She's another noticeable change at the facility and the first permanent director there since the agency fired her predecessor in 2014. Amder says she's instituting several changes, including more process audits and increasing communication with staff.
But I think equally important is that we talk about and look at this data together as a leadership team with all of our service chiefs in morning meeting on a very regular basis.
She says changing the culture at the hospital so that employees feel safe to come forward with concerns is a priority too. It's been 4 months since Amder started. Whistleblowers, veteran service organizations, and members of Congress say they're hopeful she can actually institute positive change at the troubled facility. But all of them conclude it's still too early to tell if that will happen. Carrie Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.